From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Susan Yawkey reporting. Suicide bombings at Christian sites in Pakistan. Twin suicide bombings outside Christian churches in the Pakistani city of Lahore have killed at least 14 people and wounded nearly 70 others, authorities say. Hospital officials say at least 30 of the wounded are in critical condition. Witnesses said two gunmen tried to shoot their way into places of worship today in a majority Christian suburb. When security guards stopped them at the gates, the attackers detonated explosives strapped to their bodies. The violence outraged Christians who later took to the streets to protest against what they said was authorities' failure to protect them. At least 10 U.S. aid workers who may have been exposed to the Ebola virus in Sierra Leone are being evacuated to the United States. On Friday, a U.S. healthcare worker who tested positive for Ebola while in Sierra Leone arrived at the National Institutes of Health facilities outside of Washington for treatment. Meantime, in Liberia, it's been 21 days since the last case of Ebola was diagnosed. John Sumo is head of social mobilization in the Liberian Ebola response.
It means that we don't have any confirmed new cases being reported within our 21-day time frame. And you know the time frame for Ebola incubation is 21 days. But we're going for another round that carries to about 42 days. And after 42 days, if we don't report cases now, then the WHO could possibly look at declaring us Ebola free.
Ebola has killed about 10,000 people in the West African nations of Sierra Leone, Liberia, and Guinea. Reporting from the nation's capital, I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington. Relief supplies began flowing into Vanuatu today after a devastating tropical cyclone slammed into the islands late Friday and Saturday. Cyclone Pam took at least 8 lives when it came on shore. In Japan Sunday, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon spoke about help for Vanuatu.
The United Nations stands ready to help people affected by this and other disasters. And I have already instructed dispatching some of experts and aid workers of the United Nations. They will take the necessary, all necessary measures and mobilizing support for people of Vanuatu.
UNICEF said the cyclone affected at least half the population of Vanuatu, including about 54,000 children. Tensions between China and Myanmar are running high after a Myanmar military aircraft reportedly dropped a bomb in Chinese territory, killing 4 sugarcane farmers and wounding 9 others. China says the Myanmar military is to blame, but the Myanmar government says no bombs from its aircraft have fallen in Chinese territory. Myanmar argues that ethnic rebels it is fighting in the north may have fired into China to create a misunderstanding. Rebel fighters do not have any aircraft. Earlier in the week, China called on Myanmar to lower the temperature along the Chinese border in southern Yunnan province, where the fighting has been going on for more than a month, causing tens of thousands to flee into China. A U.S. delegation travels to Cuba today for a third round of talks between the two countries about reestablishing diplomatic relations and easing economic and travel sanctions imposed decades ago. Assistant Secretary of State Roberta Jacobson is heading up the U.S. delegation, set to meet with Josefina Vidal, Director General of the U.S. Division of Cuba's Foreign Ministry. The historic talks between the U.S. and the Castro government began earlier this year. The development is opposed by many Cuban Americans and others who say it legitimizes Cuba's communist government that has been tightly controlled by Fidel Castro and his brother Raul. U.S. officials have said that discussions with Cuba will include improving the human rights situation in the country. U.S. President Barack Obama poked fun at himself and the political and media landscape Saturday night at the annual dinner of the Gridiron Club, a Washington group that brings together the country's journalists and political elite for a night of laughs. The president said, quote, "If you think about how things have changed since 2008, back then I was the young, tech-savvy candidate of the future. Now I'm yesterday's news, and Hillary's got a server in her house." The president joked is a reference to Hillary Clinton, who has come under fire for using private email address while she was U.S. Secretary of State. I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.